Hello, welcome back to another night of learning. This is Eli Naiman. We're learning Leila Nishma, Skyim Baruch Ben Zalal, Barabas Ben Chazar, Miriam Leva Basara. We're learning for a foolish Shalema. May our learning be for a foolish Shalema for all those who are sick. We're learning and doubting that there should be a foolish Shalema. May there sure be a schluss for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. The other night we spoke about Mitzvah Asimcha. What I decided to do is continue to say for Achinach and jump around a little bit. And there were really a few choices I had, but I decided to go to Mitzvah Tav Mem Aleph, Mitzvah 441 in Sefer Achinach, which is, I think, did a little research, Mitzvah 86 in the Rambam, based on the Rambam. With those kachim shenafal behem mum, to redeem kachim that had a mum. Now, just as a quick background, just so we understand, is, first of all, I believe there's an issur to cause an animal that was kodesh mum. You shouldn't do that. But that's actually not the subject of our mitzvah. We're going to be talking about a little bit something different. A mum was anything that disqualified the animal. As I'm going to show, I can't be 100% certain, but it would appear that there were certain things that, while it disqualified the animal for kachim, it seems it was still mutter to eat. I'm not 100% sure, but I think if the animal, for example, had a broken leg. But whatever it is, there were certainly cases that I'll demonstrate where there were the animal had somehow gotten a mum. It wasn't on purpose, and now we don't know what to do. So the psukim actually tell us, and this is Mr. Tov Mem Aleph. It's written in Gemaras and it's based on psukim. Shen tavino l'tos kachim shenal behem mum v'chachim b'demayim behem ha'acheres l'karvan, that we are commanded to redeem the kachim that had a mum to buy another animal with this word. So after pidgum hain, and after the redemption, yutzel achulin, it goes out. Chulin, it's completely mundane. It has no status of kachim. Zolchem v'olchem v'san ha'abalim k'chulin gemurin. This is really a chiddush based on sukkim, although it's based on sukkim. Shechted and the owners eat it like regular chulin. The alzeh namar. This is what the pasuk means, that you slaughter and you should eat the meat. The pure, the impure, that it's eaten like the deer and the ayels, I think a ram. After it's mentioned that the karbanos are complete and your chayiv to bring it in the base of mikdash. Amar achrei chen al karbanos basmon shen nafel behemum. After it talks about that if it had a mum shenifte v'nuchlein b'chol ha'avos nafshenu, you redeem it and eat it. Klomar shenasa behem kol chavseinu kmo v'svidayol. This means that's regarded like the tzvi and the ayol, and gufan kadosh leolam, that does not have any kachim, v'chein ba'ilan perish hamikubal, and therefore it is explicit tradition she'enam adaras that pasuk el b'sula hamikachin she'padu, that the psukim are referring to the kachim that have to be redeemed. So just as a quick review, the mitzvah is that if, let's say, I have a carbon that was one was nice to bring, but then it had a mum, so you would think, okay, well, I guess if it has a mum, you throw it out. No, the mitzvah is actually to sell it. You buy another animal. And so that could go to the, that you can get a carbon. And the original carbon which had a mum, goes back to the owners and is going to explain why this mitzvah exists. Mishar shevitz from the root of the mitzvah. Shahayim chaste akel alino harshos asad lahan nos mi ba'amos akarbin achashafel ba'amum. That Hashem wanted us to inherit and have benefit from karbanos that have a mum. The alpha pishik of our nefreshul yos kodesh shukol achshem shemayim kol lahan. And even though there is a, it was already been set aside for the, it's hectic. Hashem is righteous, and he wants us to do righteousness with people. You shouldn't be so careful to say it. That you shouldn't touch that something that is kodesh even for one moment. Therefore, Hashem gave a chesed to us, and he obligated as a complete mitzvah. Because if he would have left it in our hands, people would have gone beyond the letter of the law not to be careful not to touch it. But after there is a mitzvah, there's no question. Of course, Torah says it's cool and it's cool. And the time that therefore the pasuk says, the impure and the pure you should eat. There is no kedusha on that animal forever. There is absolutely no kedusha. It means he ate it without any type of blemish. Okay, so what he's saying is that, like we said, that the kodesh is. You if something has a mum, you redeem it, you sell it, and the original carbon goes back to the owner, and he could eat it. Why is this a mitzvah? Because if you would not have, if there was no pasuk, so you would have said, I guess it has a mum. I guess you shouldn't touch it. It was originally in for hektish. No, the pasuk says from drashas we learn out that it is in fact a chulin, and it is a mitzvah for the baal to eat it. That is, it goes back to him. And he should eat it, and he should enjoy it, and so he should lose money, and he should eat the meat. We see an unbelievable chiddush that people would if for ourselves, so we would say it's hektish and we wouldn't want to eat it. But Torah says no, you should eat it. It is completely mitzvah. We'll go through a few dinim, then a little bit of bazaar. If it dies before it's redeemed, you bury it. So not always, but if it dies beforehand, you do have to bury it. Like kachim that dies, that you bury it. You don't benefit from it. That means that you can't redeem it after it dies. That's what the psukim say. That's what we're supposed to do, as it says in Parshas Bechukosai. So if it died, you can't redeem it. Then the elder called them pidyon. What if it has a baby? It's a female, has a baby. The baby is sacrificed. But if it becomes pregnant before it's redeemed, the elder achar shiftes, and then it has the baby after it's redeemed. Havlad asveinon, if the baby is usher, you can't redeem it. Ella. Okay, we're going to skip it. No, Haggis Mitzvah Zo. When this Mitzvah applies, Mizukar and Kalos Mizman is biased by males and females and his men and women when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't be Makdash something, and you can't redeem it. Everything I explained in Bechukosai. I wrote over there, somebody that makes a hektish, even these times, hektish and spot this that the hektish is I don't know what this blessing means. That indeed, the Takana Shema Kamash Pasusha Mikol Makom Le'inyan Haptiya. Nevertheless, regarding redemption, Vaday Yesh Lanu Lichtosh Eina No Heges Bezman Hazeh Mishum Sad. There is what to read that you shouldn't do this at all. Like what I wrote by Erech Mema Mishum Tura, you should go see the Indian. So it's saying that you really shouldn't be Makdish today. It's a big problem. And I think he was saying as well that that you can't be pulled out. I did actually see in the Kitzur Shacharach. But perhaps the halach is you might be able to be pulled at it. I don't want to get into that. Bizman is there. The bottom line is you shouldn't be mocked or anything. I specifically picked this mitzvah. I could have picked various other mitzvahs. I specifically picked this mitzvah because I thought there was an unbelievable lesson Hashem is teaching us. What's the unbelievable lesson? We're very sometimes right into being kodesh. We want to be close to Hashem. We want to bring the korbanos. We want to daven, and that's great. That's wonderful. But sometimes in bringing the kachin, we forget sort of about the people. It's important that even when we're bringing karbanos, even when we're doing some of the holiest things, we're focusing on Hashem, we're davening, we're bringing karbanos, we should still be thinking of people. We should still be thinking, how can I be benefiting people? How can I be benefiting Ben Adam HaVera? That's what I saw was so incredible. That without the Torah, right? If you didn't know this halacha, you would have said, oh, I guess if it's hectic now, so it should be hectic forever. That would make sense. The Torah tells us no, and we still consider the money the balim. We still should be thinking of people. Just because it may not be proper for hektish, we should still be thinking of people. So in this list of always thinking of people, even when we're doing the Aravodah Hashem, maybe secret things. I'd like to point out as well. Today is my birthday. On the secular calendar, so I think there is a certain kalach to give brachas. So I'd like to give everybody a bracha for we should see good things, and especially in the schluss of my birthday and in the schluss of giving Torah. May we see b'sar selus. Zion, I wish everybody brachas. Talk in the morning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye bye.